95.7 Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. Morning Hog Brew Review time. Guess what, Steve? Josh from SR Parada sitting right next to you, right there. Look at that. But wait.
Wait.
Josh, you got to guess.
There's more. Yes. What? We have Jay from the Turkey Rod Run.
Jay!
Over there.
Yay! Turkey Rod. That's
happy
right.
To be here, guys.
Is it that time
happy
of year already?
You.
It is, man. It's time to crack them open and fire them up and get it going.
You can see, Jay, we don't have a calendar here in the studio. We just have this big sign. It's always a holiday season in here. So these are flavors that we're going to try today you will have perhaps at the Speedway.
At the Hops and Hoods Beer Fest.
Oh, I like this. We get a sneak preview.
That's right. So we're going to do some holiday flavors. We tend to try to change it up out there a little bit. So this year we're going to have some Christmas beers out there.
Oh.
It's the season already, right?
Yes, please. Thank you.
We're going to start off with Abita's Christmas Ale.
Okay. All right.
So this is going to clock in at like 5.8%.
All right.
It's a brown ale. So typically when we start to get into these, what are supposed to be cooler months, right?
Right.
For everybody else.
Is this the regular seasonal?
It is.
Yeah, okay.
Standard season. Pass that all the way down the J.
Yes, sir.
Steve's on the other side of the room there.
Steve's got to deliver a beer.
That's okay. I don't mind.
Jay is in what we call the rough beer spot.
The rough beer spot. That's right.
You get whatever's left over there.
No worries.
All right. We'll get you a longer straw or something. You can put it over here.
That's right.
All right.
So, like I was saying, once you start to get into these a little bit cooler months, a lot of breweries like to tend to go into these brown ales, stouts, and porters, a little bit darker beers.
Okay.
Just to kind of warm you up when you're next to the campfires and bonfires and stuff like that.
Right.
So, Abita Christmas Ale, brown ale, 5.8%.
That's right. I mean, you could start a fire in Florida, too, and have a campfire. That's fine. You're allowed to do that. It is a very brown ale.
So, you're definitely going to get some bitterness right up front.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's not real bitter. But it's not real sweet.
That's right.
Yeah. It's kind of like right in the middle.
Yeah, so this is not a dessert beer by any means. You're not getting packed, punched with sugar or anything like that.
Okay.
This is a traditional beer. So it's beer-flavored beer. Definitely hop forward up front.
Yep.
And finishes really nice with some malt backbone.
That's very good.
Get a little bit of sweetness from that malt. But not sugar, if that makes sense.
When you're hearing this, you need to go find it, right?
Absolutely.
Before it disappears.
Yeah, so most of these beers today that we're going to talk about are seasonal beers. So if you see them out there, go grab them because they will be gone. Very limited. But also come out to the beer festival, try them out, see if you like them. If you don't, move on to the next and try something else. That's the whole point.
Hops and Hoods has become a juggernaut, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's actually, this is our fifth anniversary, the sixth year. But we had to skip 1 year because of COVID.
It's all right.
Understandable.
Yeah, exactly. But now, Saturday, the 26th, it's going to be rocking. Anytime you get SR Parrot and the Turkey Run crew together, it's a guaranteed party, buddy.
That's right.
A guaranteed party.
That's right.
It's going to be awesome. Going to be awesome.
He's not just hyping it.
It is. It's a great event. I believe this year we're going to have close to 30 tents, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
And each of them carrying about 4 to 6 different types of beers. So there's a wide variety there.
So, Steve, we need to start. We need to start prepping now, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we need to start getting our preparations. All right, one of the other flavors we'll try there is this.
So we're going to try another Abita.
Oh, okay.
Abita likes to do two different holidays.
Really?
Yep.
That's okay.
So every year, I'd assume a lot of companies out there have their annual office parties, right?
Right.
Parties.
Yes,
sir. So this
sir.
Is Abita's Ooh. Office party.
Wow. Wait, now is this
Look
new?
So they had it last year. I'm not sure how long it's been around, but we definitely carried it last year.
Okay.
But again, it's a seasonal, so it's one of those in and outs. So make sure you give it a shot while
Love
you
it.
See it.
It's
this
very,
one is going to be
dark.
A little bit darker.
Yeah.
Yep.
Abita's so office party.
It is a stout.
Ooh.
Now, you've seen that movie Office Party. It's probably not going to be like that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird stuff
EC
that happens
load
in there.
Letter.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right?
Ooh.
Okay, this definitely has a totally different aroma.
Yes, and a totally different taste.
So here's what you would probably be expecting a little bit more out of a Christmas style beer, right?
Okay, yeah.
I like this.
A little bit more sweetness, a little bit more of that chocolate flavor. Clocking at 6.8%. So if you're at the office party and you have a few of these, better watch yourself.
Oh, yeah.
better
find a couch. You don't photocopy your buttocks that early.
Yeah,
wait
exactly.
till later.
Stay away from the HR guy.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm definitely picking up the vanilla.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
It has some of those great winter warmer flavors. Almost like a vanilla latte.
This is really
without
good.
Without having the coffee. But it does have cocoa nibs. So
very like
that. And... Oh. 6.8%.
Right.
Gonna
so
get it
buckle
done.
Your seatbelts.
Right.
Find a couch. It could be a bumpy ride.
Find a couch or a desk you can recline on. Although, who has their office party at their office anymore? That seems like a terrible liability.
You know, we have to move around each year to a different hotel because I'm pretty sure we're we have to wait till they forget that we were there.
So you guys are doing smart. We're doing it on the other side of the building over there. There's only two couches. Everybody has to vie for the spots. Just drink on the couch and take care of it. Okay, so those are two. Both Abita doesn't have to do two of those for you for the holidays.
That's right, but they do it.
Nice job.
Nice.
Now, those you can find where?
So these are definitely going to be at your Total Wine, ABC's. Okay. But I highly encourage you to come out, check out this event. I'm sure Jake can give some details on how you get in, as far as costs and stuff like that. But, you know, come give it a shot, you know.
Jake, give us some details. Where should we be chasing tickets?
It starts Thursday, Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
You can get your tickets online at turkeyrun.com, or you can just show up at the show. It's $20 Thursday through Saturday.
Easy.
And $15 on Sunday. And, of course, Saturday's the day we're talking about. That's a Hops and Hoods Beer Fest. Once you get to the Beer Fest, which is located kind of show central right there,
right.
You can buy... four samples for $5 or 10 samples for $10. I highly recommend the 10 for 10.
Yeah, you're cheating yourself. If you go four samples, what are you doing? Yeah, you're exactly, making a huge mistake.
Yeah, because, again, Perot brings they bring all these guys in, and you talk about amazing stuff. It's just a great time.
It is a great time.
For the first however many people that actually buy their Hops and Hoods ticket online, you also get a VIP parking pass, which lets you park right out front.
Oh, there you go.
So it's an easy walk right in.
Now you just sold it.
We know how to party. We know how to party as well as they do, too.
So. Yeah. I think you just sold a lot of people right there.
There you go.
All right. SRPerot.com/beerfinder if you want to chase those down outside the track. Because you'll have those samples there at Hops and Hoods. And then you're going to be like, I have to go get more of this. All right. More coming up. Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog.